This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For radio, you got three for the price of one. The DJV program, you got three. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Noticing the quality quotient. It's Wednesday, the 12th of August, by the way. Those of you who haven't come to what reality there is today. The reality here in the Boston area, I found it interesting that according to a survey that's out today, the majority of people that live in my area are optimistic, and a large percentage feel that their spending will be back to normal soon. They're feeling like things will be back. I don't know what that means, but it's good. It's nice people feel that way.
I think the economy is in good enough shape where it wants to really start to hum. And unfortunately, there's just all of these extenuating circumstances that are preventing it from doing that. Can you imagine if we were in a place where the economy was weak going into this? This would be a disaster.
Well, you see, that's what's happening. Economy.
Well,
you
unemployment, know, though, is I just have too many friends who are out of work, and I feel like, you know.
But are they really out of work, Victoria, or they choose to
furlough?
No, Doug, I don't have a single. No. We're backing up. I don't have a single friend. I do not have a single friend or acquaintance who is unemployed right now by choice. Not a single one.
Well, I'm asking you that. That's what I asked. Well, so now you've told me.
We're going to head that one off at the pass, as my mom would say.
I don't actually have any friends who lost their job because of it. I have some friends who were furloughed. I actually have one friend who lucked out. She was only working 3 days a week, but her company was still paying her for five. So I actually don't. I haven't been touched by anyone in my life who has lost a job completely. Certainly my friends who are working in the TV industry are getting nervous now because they depend on the amount of hours that they work for health care and that sort of thing. And so usually they're prepared for a long summer break. But if it goes beyond that, I think you're going to see the Hollywood industry kind of start to get a little bit worried and flighty about what actually is next for them.
All right, I'm going to remove myself from the studio for a few minutes while you ladies talk about the Biden-Harris ticket, because I have nothing good to say, and you know what my mother used to say, and everybody else, if you don't have something good to say...
We weren't actually going to talk about that, though.
You aren't?
No.
I think well, how about this? Here's the breaking news. If
what else is there to say? He made his pick. Everyone knows it.
He made his pick, and I think there's some...
Boring.
In some ways, I think it was a safe pick for him.
If you want to see something...
She has broad appeal. Really, that's interesting. She has broad
appeal. I don't think that she has broad appeal, actually. I don't. I think that there are a lot of people who...
I'm looking at the review from a newspaper that you would think would be supportive, the New York Times. Says she has governing chops. She has political panache. She is, but it doesn't talk about how people are wary of her. Anybody who's been around her, I told you the story a few weeks ago about me interviewing her when I was on KABC when she was on the way up. And I have never seen, come across anybody who is so obviously, power crazed. Maybe that's the way of best expressing it. And I, from
really,
that point on,
because I know tons of men who are exactly like that, and they don't get criticized for it.
No, but it was the way she was always about her, and maybe men are too. But I wouldn't vote for somebody that. I mean, the President of the United States and the people around him should be thinking about the people that they're serving. They are of service, even though, you know, you can make the argument Joe Biden and the China thing, and he feathered his own nest. Who the hell hasn't? Who's gone into the? And that's the problem. From my perspective, almost to my entire life, the career politicians, we've allowed them to become career politicians, they feather their own nest. And they, we invite them to do it. We don't pay them enough money, really. I mean, if you want a serious executive or somebody who's serious about serving, then you need to pay them something that they could make in the outside world and not expect them to make in campaign contributions, make up for what they don't make serving the country.
I have a campaign question. Jen, you can probably answer this. What happens to presidential campaign money for the loser?
They keep it.
It goes into an account,
But like a personal account, and they
can either
reassign it to other campaigns. They can keep it for future runs. They can do all
set up
kinds
a 501c3.
So like
there's
Trump
a political
he's raised what millions and millions, right?
So is Obama. Obama's gone around the country.
Whoever. I'm just using Trump because because it's top
he's
of mind
now.
Because he was Trump was a mile away from me on Sunday at $250,000 a ticket. So that's a lot of money. So that's why I'm asking, where does that money, is that legally theirs and then they just report it as income and pay tax on it?
No, it's not income for the candidate. What it has to go to is campaigning. So basically, if you're a presidential candidate, that's pretty much the end of the road. You don't have a lot of presidential candidates who will run future campaigns because they've already been to the top, right?
Right.
So if you're a congressional candidate and the money that you raise, you put it in your account and you save it and run again in 2 years, or you run it for Senate or whatever, so you can save it. You can also dole it out to other candidates.
Hillary gave a lot of her money to other candidates.
Yeah, it's not an actual income for whoever's running. For Trump, his campaign... his campaign...
Rent cars...
Right. I'll give you an example.
Where does all that money go?
Well, I think he's going to spend it because if you want to think that this campaign is cheap, he's got almost, I think he almost made like $1 billion actually in fundraising just this year alone.
Which
tells me that as much as the news media says that there's
last time around 4 years ago, the ticket was $4 billion spent on the election. This year already, before we even get through the primary, more than $4 billion has been spent. This is a combo between the national, the federal elections, and the local.
$4 billion, we can fix our economy. Like, we can at least get it on the road. Like, that's what bugs me.
Absurd.
When people think, and this is not just about Trump, this is any political candidate. If you're writing a check for $250,000 a plate, why don't you take that money instead
and do something
in your community? Yeah. Why don't you start a fund for people who can't pay their rent?
Well, I think typically some of those people do. I mean, you don't know everybody. Part of the reason that people do this is because they think it might find favor for either whatever special interest they have or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
So just to answer your question, though.
This was a Hasidic Jewish group that was paying for him.
Let's just say it's Trump. His money doesn't go into, like, the Trump Foundation. It doesn't go into his foundation. It doesn't go.
No.
It would go to other Republican candidates, probably, or whoever he chose to back in future runs.
So he's not going to take it with him.
No. Congressional candidates who run, well, typically, there are a lot of people who run for office to raise a lot of money and maybe run against well-known candidates, and then they use that money for their campaign expenses, which is first-class travel, which is new clothes to wear, which is high-end
transportation. I have told you the story before of a friend of mine who was a congressman from Northwest Ohio. I knew him when I was a student at Heidelberg, knew him through his life, knew his wife. He died in office as a congressman about, I don't know, maybe 12, 13, 14 years ago. And he had a campaign. Nobody ever ran against him. Came from a wealthy family. He had $6.5 million in his campaign war chest, and it went to his wife. She did what she wanted with
it. But how is that? Like that? Is that?
I'm just telling you. That's what. That's what goes on.
And so she can just like go out and go shopping on all that money.
She can do whatever she wants with it.
That doesn't seem right.
Well, that's what happened. Hey, I wanted to know about the new Biden ad that Trump had, Jennifer. What's the
I haven't watched it, to be honest. I haven't watched all the way through yet. I'll watch it today. But they were ready to go. Obviously, there was a lot of writing on the wall that this would be Kamala Harris. I think, even though you told me it wouldn't be, remember 25 times.
I was hoping. I was hoping against hope.
She was definitely the front runner, and so they were prepared to drop an ad against her. And look, there's a lot of stuff that Kamala Harris is going to have to answer for. First of all, she really took Biden to task, basically calling him a racist, not outright, as some people will tell you, but she went after him for the busing. Now, I actually agree with her. I've said that before. I know it upset Victoria. I'm not trying to do that or spark an argument. But, I mean, Joe Biden befriended Robert Byrd. Joe Biden had a lot of stuff in his past that would indicate that if
Robert
he wasn't
Byrd,
a racist,
for those who don't remember, Virginia congressman belonged to KKK before his congressman.
Yeah, and very outwardly defended him and was his friend. And so there are a lot of things linking Biden to racism for the last 40 years, and Kamala Harris called him out on that during the debate. So people are saying, how... is this your ambition to partner with him, or did he somehow make his past go away for you? So there's some of that going on. Also, as a prosecutor, and I know Kamala Harris very well because she's been a fixture in California for a long time, and yes,
do you disagree
ambitious.
With me? When,
no,
am I appraised of her?
Victoria's right. When people see ambitious people, I think she is ambitious in a way that rubs people the wrong way. I don't like it in men either, but I do think women get hit harder for that.
Absolutely.
You're right about
do.
That. I don't disagree.
But I will tell you, just watching her, her plan was always to run for president. She didn't really care who she stepped over to get there when she was a prosecutor.
Yeah.
And this is what ended her presidential campaign. She went on the Breakfast Club, and they asked her about this. She laughed about smoking marijuana, listening to Snoop Dogg, which was not consistent with the time frame she was in college, by the way. So we know she was lying about that. But then she also, at the same time, was putting a lot of black people in jail, prosecuting
them for
low-level
drug offenses. To me, that's the biggest thing she's going to have to overcome.
Low-level drug offenses.
Yep.
And so
that's the biggest thing with black
and
voters.
When you're talking,
she's got to come clean on that.
And the energy of the movement,
or, you know.
How do you come clean?
The
record shows that's what she did.
Well, then she's going to have to come up with something, because to me, far more than the racist stuff, I think that's her biggest challenge, is overcoming that record.
And for President Trump, who actually, and when people will say, oh, Trump's a racist and a xenophobe, well, I always ask people to show me the evidence of that, because if you look at his 3 years in office, President Trump has done more for black Americans than Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and that is just truth. He has actually done prison reform that actually allowed Kamala Harris early on, and this was the bill that was put into place and kept in place by Obama and every president before him. This prison reform, getting people out of jail for low-level drug crimes, was a huge deal for the African-American community. That's something that Kamala Harris used to her advantage to try to bulk up her record as a prosecutor. And I hope, instead of going after
phony
Sleepy Joe
bill.
Or phony Kamala, that he actually takes
phony,
that record
phony,
and sticks it right
phony.
Next to Biden and Kamala Harris.
Phony. By the way, can we have just a few seconds on Ghislaine, whatever her name Maxwell is?
Ghislaine.
She's complaining about being in jail.
That's
too bad.
Oh, jeez. You know what, though? It's interesting. The update on her this week is that her her lawyers have now filed to keep those documents sealed from that deposition from, I think it was 2012 or whatever.
Yeah.
And it said, and it was interesting the way it was worded yesterday. I think it was in maybe the Post in New York, that her team, her defense team, is, quote unquote, working with prosecutors. So as soon as you hear that, it's like, oh, she's gonna sing like a canary, because this woman has lived a lavish lifestyle, has flown around the world at a whim. This is not a woman who's gonna sit in Otisville, or, you know, up in upstate New York where Michael Cohen and all the other celebrities are. This is not a woman who's gonna do that. She's gonna sing like a canary, and I think a lot of people are shaking in their boots already. Alan Dershowitz is one of them. Bill Clinton's another. There are a lot of people who are nervous about what
she's
going to say.
I'm surprised Bill Clinton's going to speak at the DNC next week. I'm really surprised they're going with that.
There you go. Okay. So food for thought. Lots and lots of food for thought. Here's some more literal and figurative food for thought when it comes to the food you're eating. Are you eating well or are you eating badly? You know, all the pizza and the pasta and things that you've eaten since you were home. With COVID, now it's time to pay the piper, as it were. But more important than that, it's time for you to really assess your health, your well-being, what you want out of your life, what you want out of your body as you move forward. And if you are overweight and susceptible to the problems that a lot of people have had with the virus, perhaps you'd like to think more thoughtfully about not only what you're eating, but how to get rid of the weight that you have. My recommendation has been for the past 3 years to take Calitrin every night before you go to bed. Capsule, liquid, whatever, to make any difference. It works the same. Take that collagen protein that's the main ingredient in Calitrin. Put it to work so you can lose the weight. You can, a little exercise helps you to bulk up. That's cool. But now with the BOGO sale, the summertime, the summer sizzler, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin calls it. You buy three and you get three free. So you get the six-month program. You're only paying for three. I suggest you stay on it for 6 months because it'll train all of these resources that are in the capsules, train your body not only to lose the weight but to keep it off. Let's do that. Use the discount code DJV for no shipping and make sure you buy three, get three free. That's all at toploss.com. You're going to lose the weight and stay healthy. Calitrin.
Now with orders. to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 In the name of the great Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A new one for McCartney, isn't it? I don't know this song. This is I Can See the World Tonight, Paul McCartney music. He, by the way, could become the next chief of a First Nation in Canada. The Native community has spoken, and the famous non-Native, along with actor Ryan Reynolds, are up for election. It's kind of interesting. Ryan and Paul have been nominated as chief for Walpole Island First Nation, the reservation nestled on an island bordering Michigan and Canada. McCartney and Reynolds were nominated by a couple of eligible electors this past weekend, which instantly qualifies the celebrities as official nominees for chief. The two celebs don't technically have to be part of the Native community to be nominated, or even get to the top, Victoria, as the chief.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a loophole back to 1868 when Walpole Island, the First Nation there, elected a non-member as chief, forging a precedent-setting non-members, allowing them non-members to run for chief. Has anybody asked McCartney or Reynolds whether they're interested in this gig?
Ryan Reynolds is Canadian, so I could see maybe he would stick around for this. Yeah. I don't know that Paul McCartney, I don't know how he feels about it. He hasn't issued a statement yet, but it is interesting.
They have until tomorrow to contact the Walpole Island membership office to have their names removed. If the deadline passes without notice from either one of them, they'll both remain candidates for chief. Election is held next month. If one of them wins, the First Nation contact them. Chief Ryan or Chief Paul would have to assume office. The chief is similar to being a mayor. They're head of the council and the voice of the community. They're supposed to oversee programs and services run by the administrators there. Naturally, chief is the most respected position in the Walpole Island First Nation. Got about 5,000 members. One caveat, though, Paul or Ryan would likely have to move closer to the reservation if they were elected chief. And they would not be able to attend tribe meetings on Zoom.
No, yeah, they'd have to be there in person.
The tribal guys. All right. So, I think that probably takes Paul out of contention. I don't think he'd be much for living up there. Brian Reynolds might have a could, you know, build a camp or cabin or something up there. Why not? That sounds kind of fun.
Yep.
All right, so there's McCartney and Let Him In, one of the great McCartney and Wings tunes. 26 half the hour now on the Wednesday DJB program. Victoria and I and you have Mickey Dolenz now in our focus. He's been singing songs written by his fellow Monkey Michael Nesmith since his early days in the group when the producers pegged tunes like Mary Mary for inclusion on the TV show and also studio albums that were recorded. Later this year, Mickey Dolenz is taking his love for Nesmith's songs to a new level. He's going to record a new solo album devoted entirely to Nez, they call him Nez. Michael Nesmith had a band called the First National Band, and he did some stuff on his own as well, but probably best known for all the stuff he did with the Monkees. For the past five decades, his songs, like Listen to the Band, Papa Jean's Blues, have been at the center of the Monkees' live show. I think I first mentioned the idea of Nez a couple of years ago when we first got together for a tour with Peter Tork and Davy Jones. But, you know, they're gone now. I don't know where the idea came from. Maybe my friend Harry Nilsson and his 1970 Randy Newman tribute LP, Nilsson Sings Newman. That's a fabulous album, by the way. If you ever get a chance to listen to it, Victoria, that's fabulous. That's Nilsson. Harry Nilsson was very, both of them together. I mean, Randy Newman, you realize what a how smart he is?
Yeah.
He's just, yeah. Recording is yet to begin. They haven't picked out the exact songs yet, but the record will be produced by Michael Nesmith's son, Christian, with Monkees manager Andrew Sandoval helping out as well. Team plans to combine through Nesmith's entire catalog to go, you know, to look through it and find what material they can use on this LP. So, something to look forward to if you're a Monkees fan. And I am one of those. 28 after on the DJV show.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be speaking publicly today in Biden's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. Biden announcing yesterday he had chosen the California senator to be his vice presidential running mate. Harris is the first woman of color to join a major party's presidential ticket. As violence rages in the city of Chicago, President Trump is repeating his offer to send federal troops to the city.
Together, the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois have 25,000 police officers, sheriffs, and guardsmen available to quell any violence. They can do it very quickly, very easily, if allowed to do their jobs.
The county DA covering Portland, Oregon, says some protesters will not be prosecuted because they are righteously expressing grief, anger, and frustration. And this is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
One company is in high demand during the coronavirus pandemic. With that story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Clorox has been ramping up production amid the coronavirus pandemic. In a conversation on ABC's Good Morning America, Clorox CEO-elect Linda Rendell says they're producing as many packages as they can on a daily basis.
We are making more disinfecting products than we ever have before. Since January, we're able to make 100 million more disinfecting products than we did before. That's a 50% increase. And specific to wipes, we're making nearly 1 million packages of wipes every single day and shipping them to stores.
Rendell also shares a few tips on how to find those hard-to-find wipes.
First, many stores online, you can sign up for reminders when products are back in stock. You can do that at Walmart.com. Other stores allow you to enter your zip code to see if products are in stock in store at the moment that you click. And certainly store managers can help you understand when shipments arrive at their stores. You can plan your shopping trip. And then, of course, you can use our website, Clorox.com, and use other products, including Clorox bleach, that's in a good in-stock position right now. And we have many tips on how you can use that to disinfect surfaces all around your home.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I noticed there are new things happening in the world. Imagine that, Victoria. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here on the Wednesday, August 12th edition of the DJV program. Everybody is talking about whether or not Kamala Harris is telling the truth or whether she doesn't tell the truth. A lot of people will dig around in that. With me, it doesn't make much difference. So I don't even really, you know what? I don't want to talk about it. Remember yesterday I was talking about the creed I have had. I believe in creed. Remember the American creed? You learned that when you were in school, didn't you, Victoria?
The American creed?
You don't know what it is?
Ooh. Well, what is it? Just say it, and then I'll tell you if I know.
Well, the American creed is based on a manner of speaking.
I'm sure I learned it in school, like all great school kids.
Well, I don't know the kids are learning it anymore. That's the problem.
But what does it say?
Let me give it to you the exact word. I'm just going to the exact verbiage of it because it has different, it's more or less what it means to be an American. This is what drives me absolutely nuts about using these damn, when you go into look something up and you put it in the address bar and it comes up and it sends you to someplace else and then it sends you to someplace else and then it sends you to someplace else. So I'm trying to find a version of it that's readable. You think I can find one? Anyway,
It sounds like you're not really that well versed in it either, so don't throw stones at me.
I'm not throwing any stones at you. I didn't throw any stones at you at all.
I'm joking with you. I'm joking.
I do not choose to be a common man. It's my right to be uncommon. I seek opportunity to develop whatever talents God gave me, not security. I do not wish to be kept citizen, humbled, and dulled by having the state look after me. I want to take the calculated risk to dream and to build, to fail and succeed. I refuse to barter incentive for the dole. I prefer to challenge the challenges of life to the guaranteed existence, the thrill of fulfillment to the stale calm of utopia. I will not trade freedom for benefits nor my dignity for a handout. In other words, it's kind of the old school. I guess that's what it is. There's another. The original American Creed was written in 1917. That's more what I just read you is the Massachusetts Creed. William Tyler Page wrote the following: I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed. A democracy in a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrifice their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. That was the American's Creed I learned in the fourth grade. And I think there is much to it that still sticks. I think that we have bastardized it in its interpretation and meaning because we have chosen to defend ourselves or chosen to go to war with people who are not our enemies, and created mayhem, the country has never been the same. Well, we can say it hasn't been the same in our lifetime since September 11th. I believe it has not been the same. I think it came together and was America, frankly. The America that is spoken about by William Tyler Page, we came together, we understood that we were one people, inseparable, and then George Bush brought us into Iraq. And from that point on, we have never been the same. He, in his ultimate infinite wisdom or lack thereof, and the ability that I don't know how he convinced all these people, especially the likes of Colin Powell, that there were weapons of mass destruction and we should go to war against the Iraqis. It was patently absurd. And anybody who had half a brain at the time knew it, but yet everybody went along. Hillary Clinton was on it big time. And so, from that point to this, it has not been the same at all. It's just gotten worse and worse and worse. So I'd like to bring people back to thinking about the simplicity of those words in the American's Creed. Anyway, but yesterday I think we were talking about creeds that we all have ourselves, that we could create for ourselves. Somebody sent me this, Victoria. After hearing that thing yesterday, I'd rather be ashes than dust. I'd rather that my spark should burn out in a brilliant blaze than it should be stifled by dry rot. I'd rather be a superb meteor, every atom of me in a magnificent glow, than sleeping in permanent planet. And that the reference here is to people who find it easier, and certainly in this time, to take money that they don't really deserve. And this is where we get to the sticking point, because there are people who need the money, who need the help, that can't take care of themselves. That even $600, I mean, that's a pittance, better than nothing.
That's
but the people
now.
who are stealing it, that are able-bodied, that have chosen not to work but take the money because it's easier. That's what we've created in America. We've created people who think it's better to take the easy road, the soft road. And so they steal from the people who need that money. I don't even think $600 is enough, frankly. There are a lot of people who need help, but they aren't able to get it because people who don't deserve the money are stealing it. And I resent the hell out of that as an American taxpayer. Anyway, how did I get off onto that? I was thinking about
I have
creeds
no idea.
And stuff. I was thinking about creeds from yesterday and this person sending me this stuff. Larry, thank you for that. Meanwhile, the parents of Elijah McClain are going after the police, which is appropriate. You want to refresh us as to the story of this 23-year-old and what happened in Denver?
Yeah.
This is back to last year about this time, right?
Aurora. This is August 24th of 2019. It happened in Aurora, Colorado. Elijah was out for a jog. He went into a convenience store to pick up some milk. And while he was in the store, one of the clerks, he was wearing a neck gaiter, which now everyone wears, and now we know are, you know, not good for preventing COVID spread.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
A lot of runners use them, especially in colder, you know, in climates or whatever. Just, you know, anyway. So the clerk called the cops and said that, you know, there was a suspicious black man in the store. Three white cops roll up on him, and they had put him in a chokehold, and they had him down on the ground. All three of them, and then this is caught on film.
Yep.
All three of them laying on top of him. This is a kid who was a skinny kid. He was 140 pounds. The three officers' collective weight was 700 pounds. They had him in a chokehold. He was on his stomach on the ground, handcuffed. And then, for whatever reason, paramedics gave him 500 milligrams of ketamine to, quote-unquote, calm him down, even though on the video, he's not resisting arrest. He's on his stomach. He's asking why he's being arrested, because the cops would not tell him why he was being apprehended, and he died of cardiac arrest because of the ketamine. So this is just another example of, you know, being, his only crime was that he was black. And his parents, rightfully so, are now suing the city of Aurora, Colorado.
Go for it. Yep.
And they're suing the police, they're suing the paramedics. Apparently in the autopsy, the cops
were... Why the paramedics?
Because the paramedics are the ones who gave him the 500 milligrams of ketamine.
Oh, I thought it was the cops. So
no. And there were 23 people standing around. Between the cops and the paramedics, 23 people allowed this kid to die in front of them. And so the autopsy showed that they put so much force on Elijah's arms that it actually separated his muscles in his arm. Because this is a 140-pound kid. He's a skinny, you know, I've seen tons of pictures of him. So between the bicep and tricep muscles, it was actually forcefully separated. And people want to say, a lot of white people want to say, oh, the Black Lives Matter movement's gone too far, whatever. Really? This is what we should be saying went too far. Policing police brutality is what's gone too far. And so I'm happy that his family is suing the city, and I hope that they win. It's not going to bring their son back. I hope that they win a ton of money. And, you know, the other thing that's interesting about this case, a lot of people started talking about it. This kid was very well known, very studious. In his spare time, he went and played. He was a violin player, and so he would go to the shelters and play violin for the cats to calm them down. Like this was a beautiful soul, which is what his parents even labeled him as. But the thing that's really interesting is that a lot of people have been making the point now. Regardless of whether or not this was a sweet, studious kid who volunteered at animal shelters, that's not the point. The point is we shouldn't mourn him more than we mourn George Floyd or any other black person who has been killed by the police. If white people want to stick with the all lives matter, well, then you have to actually believe that all lives do matter. And you can't just say, oh, it's all white lives. Or a lot of people like to purse this out to make it convenient for themselves. But if you really are saying all lives matter, if you truly believe that, then you should be upset about George Floyd. You should be upset about a crackhead who gets killed by the police. It shouldn't just be because this kid was an academic and a violinist. And that is something that drives me insane on social media. People kind of, you know, part and parcel, oh, well, this guy didn't deserve to die, but that one, it doesn't matter because he was a crackhead. Well, crackheads are lives, too. They're human beings, too.
Yeah, that's what we've grown
There's
up
a lot
to
of hypocrisy
have
here.
These prejudices, the hypocrisy that reigns. It's fine in this circumstance because this guy's my friend, but the other guy wasn't my friend, so why should I give a crap?
Was a quote unquote acceptable black man in society.
Yeah, well, he wasn't. He didn't. I'm editing what I was about to say. Oh, I was about to say something that was more torrent, that had more torrent to it than what you said, even. But I decided not to because of what happened to me after I said the things that I did about China that were misunderstood. So now I find myself, this is a problem for me, frankly. I'm editing, sometimes we all need to edit ourselves. But when I am thinking something that has a cogency to it, and I don't want to say it because I'm afraid, period, end of sentence, and I don't like fear-based thinking.
Are you going to tell me off the air what you wanted to say?
I'm tempted to say it on the air, actually. I'm just,
okay.
You know, as I get into this business about all lives do matter, and I was talking to somebody over the weekend at my farm.
No one ever said that they didn't. That's what I find offensive. All lives can't matter until we actually act like Black Lives Matter. You can't just, you know, it's...
Well, I think it goes further. I came across a treatise written by a woman named Dorothy Roberts. I don't know if you know who she is or not.
No, I don't think so. Maybe,
if you look her up, the treatise is called Not So Black and White. And she discusses the myth in it of white and black and race in general, using the genome theory, mm-hmm. black genes, white genes, the concept of race, a political invention designed to enforce hierarchies and to keep people in their place,
mm-hmm.
which I agree with 100%. She's a sociology professor. And has written for years and years and years about the fact that there is no difference. So the fact that we keep talking about white and black, it's an invention. It is. That's a great word for it. And it isn't just black and white. It's all of these. I was talking to the guys that work for me on the farm from Jamaica, because there's a sign across the street from my house. They live in the apartment in the barn. And they drive out of the driveway two or three times a day, going to the other farm. And there's a sign in front of the Quaker Church across the street from me. It says Black Lives Matter. And he's not outspoken at all about this stuff, but he thought that it was really kind of cool that sign was there. And so we started talking about
Black.
That's
very Quaker, too.
And why,
it depends on the religion. Yeah.
Yeah, very Quaker. Yeah. But the fact that... that these guys wanted to talk to me about it because they know they can talk to me about it. I mean, Delroy's part of the family, and he feels that way. And he looks at me, he says, when I look at you, I don't see a white man. When I look at you, I see a father figure. And I said, well, it's interesting because when I look at you, I think of a son. He's a wonderful human being. So what the hell difference does it make? And we talk about this. So he's black. He's Jamaican. So what? Why would that make a difference to anybody who's thinking about what's real? You know, and I hear these people, as a matter of fact, I've heard other people say, and I've got to do a commercial here, so. But it just really ticks me off, frankly. And there's more to it than that, but I need to get you to have white teeth. Speaking of white, power swabs, white teeth, a lot of tooth whitening products on the market. Those horrible whitening strips, my God, don't mess yourself up with those. Just go to powerswabs.com, take my advice, get this all-natural tooth detergent, whitens your teeth in 5 minutes. Snap the tube open, swab your teeth, smile, get rid of those coffee, tea, and smoking stains. Powerswabs.com, use the discount code DJB for 40% off and another $10 off of that. Powerswabs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective, do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Wow! Wow! Stand up for this one. Era of blockbuster movies, blockbuster music. This predated John Williams with Leonard Bernstein's music from The Ten Commandments. Chucker is here to tell us that Charlton Heston has come back to life. Is that correct?
No, not true.
Not true. Sorry.
Actually, I was going through this day in film history, and I noticed that Cecil B. DeMille, the director, creator of the 1956 classic film The Ten Commandments, starring Charlton Heston as Moses, he was born, DeMille, this day in 1881. That was a long time ago, Doug.
Was he one of the founders of the sort of Hollywood factory system? Stars were under contract to certain studios, and they could only do work unless they could work for other studios.
A big part of it. But, you know, it's interesting. I did a revival of this film a few years ago at Easter time at the theater I'm involved in on the big screen. And this has always been one of my favorite films. It's just one of those movies every Easter you tune in on ABC. And, like, still 5 million plus people tune in every year to watch this on TV. But it really does, on a big screen, I noticed it sort of plays like a superhero origin story when you watch it on the big. You really do. I mean, it's a great score. You know, it's almost like a regular guy gets his superpowers. It's still a great movie, one of the best, most watched movies of all time.
How recently have you seen it?
I probably watched it on TV when it was at
it's
Easter.
It's usually around Easter time that it comes.
Yeah,
right? Doesn't it come on?
On Palm Sunday. Usually Palm Sunday they play it on ABC.
Right.
It's forever.
Yeah.
I mean, talking decades now.
Right. And it's so
I can't imagine a better actor
it's
in
so
the role
corny.
Than Charlton Heston.
No, it was perfect. Charlton Heston.
Yeah,
interestingly enough about Charlton Heston, he seemed to find roles, or producers and directors found him. He was more suited to most of the roles that he played that were like Moses in the Ten Commandments. There was something about his presence and the movies
that
he was matched.
And he had a majestic voice.
Yeah.
Here real quick about Charlton Heston. He had three phases in his career. He had the biblical movies, Ten Commandments, Ben-Hur. He was in greatest story ever told. And then he bounced into the sci-fi stuff with Planet of the Apes and Soylent Green. And then he went into the disaster genre in the 70s with Earthquake and Airport 75. He had a long legacy. I think he was a tremendous movie star because he had this unique presence and a great voice. Voice.
That was it. We were talking about who is still around today that is a movie star. You probably can name him on one hand.
Here's the difference, and we talked about this before. In Heston's day, he had a man look like a man. Now you have the Johnny Depps and the DiCaprio. It's sort of like man boys. So we talked about this before. The look is completely different in the male movie star from the 40s and 50s to the late.
See, I don't consider Johnny Depp a star.
He sort of is.
You think
here's one thing. I just want to bounce into this. They did a list of the highest paid actors. Dwayne Johnson, between June 2019 and June 2020, made $87 million.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
That surprises you?
He made $23.5 million for a Netflix movie called Red Noise, which is going to be out sometime, I believe, next year. Ryan Reynolds made $71 million, and Mark Wahlberg made $58 million. You know, people who say, where's Adam Sandler been? His career's over. He actually made $40 million. $40 million doing these Netflix movies.
Good for him. So nobody's seen. I haven't seen him. I miss them. I'd go to see him if they're in. I want to see him, but I don't want to watch him on Netflix.
I just want to point out for people who are looking for any sort of new film in a theater, Unhinged with Russell Crowe will come out now, August 21st. Yeah. Bill and Ted Face the Music is going to come out on the 28th. We booked both those films in the theater I'm involved in. They're going to happen. And then X-Men spinoff called New Mutants, which has been in the can for a couple years, most likely will hit movie theaters, at least the movie theaters that will open August 28th. So there will be three movies, new, that will play in whatever theaters are opened across the country sometime this month.
You see, Zac Efron is going to revive that
Three Men and a
Baby thing.
You know, Three Men and a Baby came out in 1987. It was directed by Leonard Nimoy, who plays Spock in Star Trek. It was Disney's first film, live action, to ever cross $100 million at the box office. It was a big hit.
Such a likable. Those guys together.
I can see why they want to remake it, though. Yep.
Yeah, I don't either. It's ridiculous. They're Tom Selleck, Ted Danson, Steve Guttenberg, they made that thing, and they worked so well together. My God. Why would you? And Zac Efron.
Because a whole new generation loves Zac Efron, and they don't have any idea who those other grandpas are. There's your answer.
I guess that's the ageism. You're right.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.